RTL Original Podcast.
Hey there, and welcome to Show Tunes, the podcast where we explore the history, stories, and unforgettable tunes behind some of the most iconic TV and movie themes of all time. I'm Stephen Stepslow, and I know we are saying this nearly every single week, but today we're diving into one of the most beloved and instantly recognisable TV theme songs of all time, the theme to Cheers. If you've ever found yourself humming where everybody knows your name, you'll know just how special this song is to a bunch of people on both sides of the Atlantic. So we're going to unpack not only the song, but sip a little bit on the magic behind its creation and why it should remain on the list of best TV themes ever for, well, ever.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away?
All those nights when you... Cheers, the hit sitcom set in a Boston bar, aired for a whopping 11 seasons from 1982 to 1993. Are you listening, Netflix? And over that time, it gobbled up the hearts of millions of viewers, like some manic Ted Danson-loving Pac-Man.
Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came.
Cheers was witty, friendly, and had great writing that allowed its many iconic characters to become household names, and as the precursor to memes, reliably repeatable soundbites to impress your friends with. Now, the theme song was integral in cementing the show into the collective conscious and establishing it in the annals of history. Thank you, Spellcheck, where everybody knows your name is almost as famous as the show itself. It was written by Gary Portnoy and Judy Hart Angelo, and there's no argument to be had in denying it went on to become an anthem for anyone who's ever wanted to find a place where they feel understood and accepted. Clubs, bars, groups, seminars, wherever the comfort may be.
And they're always glad you came.
Much like we can fall into the archetypes and stereotypes of characters from TV shows, such as those already featured, Friends, Dawson's Creek and Big Bang Theory, or How I Met Your Mother, we all know or have known a Sam, Diane, Carla, Norm, Cliff, Rebecca, Woody, Fraser and Lilith, haven't we? So, how did this song come about? Let's take it back to the start of Cheers. During the early stages of development, the creators were looking for a way to capture the vibe of that fabled bar, a place where people from all walks of life could come together and feel like they truly belonged. That seems like something so innocent now, given today's political maelstrom. The powers that be, i.e. the suits away from the camera and the lights, wanted something that gave off a sense of home, friendship and familiarity, like literally walking into your favourite local bar after a tough day. The song needed to set that tone right away, and it had to do so quickly since they only had about 30 seconds at the start of each episode to get that message across. Gary Portnoy, a talented composer and musician, was asked to write the theme, but the process wasn't as simple as just churning out a catchy tune. Portnoy worked closely with Cheers creators James Burrows and Glenn and Les Charles, bringing in Judy Hart Angelo, who helped shape the lyrics to match the show's vision. Portnoy, who had some experience in TV music, knew the importance of a good theme. He and Judy came up with the first draft of Where Everybody Knows Your Name in just a few days. But, according to Portnoy, they weren't at all convinced that it was the one at the time. They felt it needed to be more.
Where everybody knows your name.
Out of bed, Mr. Coffee's dead. The morning's looking bright.
The breakthrough came when Portnoy was walking down the street in New York City, feeling a little bit disconnected, when he was suddenly struck by a thought. What if the song was about someone looking for a place to belong, a place to be themselves? And that, well, that was the key. The song had to be about more than just a bar.
And they're always glad you came. People know, people are all the same. You wanna go where everybody knows your name.
The song's opening lines, making your way in the world today takes everything you've got, taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot, felt universal and relatable. But that's a bit like saying, well done, for finding the path of least resistance or the lowest common denominator. You see, a general song sent out to the general public via a massive TV channel would need to stick around longer and perhaps pick up the tab once in a while. The theme was recorded with Portnoy singing lead, and it was a hit right away. But here's the thing, when it first aired, no one knew how iconic it would become. In fact, Portnoy admitted that, at the time, he wasn't sure it would be the song everyone remembered from Cheers. He was just trying to capture the show's vibe and make sure it wasn't too cheesy. But Where Everybody Knows Your Name became so much more than just a TV theme. Even years after the show's end, it's still capable of bringing a wave of nostalgia to anyone who hears it. The song also perfectly reflected the times. Cheers came at a point when TV was beginning to focus more on character-driven narratives. Shows like Friends would later echo that same sense of community. But Cheers had had a head start, laying the framework for future could-be classics. When the tune kicks in, you can see the bar in your mind's eye. I genuinely believe I could get my way from entrance to toilet blindfolded in that same said establishment.
Where everybody knows your name.
Over time, this theme has become a part of pop culture, often used in moments that are meant to evoke nostalgia and comfort. And every time you hear it, you can't help but think of the gang from Cheers, sitting around the iconic bar, laughing, talking, and sharing their stories. And with that, we'll raise a glass to Cheers and the song that made it all happen. Thanks for tuning in to Show Tunes today. If you enjoyed this not-so-deep dive into one of TV's most iconic theme songs, be sure to hit subscribe and catch our next episode. Please also take in the ones that we've done previously, where we'll be exploring more unforgettable tunes from the world of television and film. See ya.
Every moment, RTL.